Agenda paper 10 sets out the steps that we've taken so far in developing the discussion paper on the conceptual framework project. And it sets out three questions for you. Firstly, about the comment period. Secondly, it asks you whether we're satisfied that we've completed all the steps that are necessary to ensure that the conceptual framework discussion paper is likely to meet its purpose. And that purpose is really to identify those areas that potentially require additional research and analysis and start the discussion on the areas that we'll be covering in the conceptual framework. The final question that we have in Agenda Paper 10 is whether you would give us permission to prepare a ballot draft of the conceptual framework discussion paper. Perhaps if we could take question one first, which deals with the comment period on the discussion paper. Our due process handbook states that the comment period for a discussion paper is normally at least 120 days, but you should be aware some of our constituents have asked for a longer period, potentially for 6 months, in order for them to provide sort of thoughtful feedback on the discussion in the discussion paper. So with that, I'd like to open up question one on the comment period.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, I think... this is a fairly substantial document. We do have holiday periods and things in between as we're going, and I don't think an extra couple of months, which is what's been suggested, would derail the project or cause us serious difficulties. So I think with the number of people we've had suggesting it, we should acquiesce and extend to 180 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, normally we do the good cop, bad cop routine, but this time. this time I'm going to be a good cop as well. I think, first of all, the most important thing is that on our part of the job, we got it done, or we are going to get it done in the time period that we allotted to ourselves, which did contain a little bit of leeway, and my feeling is that giving these extra 2 months might work very much to our advantage and might actually help getting the final documents done in time. So I would also be willing to extend it by 2 months.
How are we going to use this relatively long period of time? Because do we have an outreach plan, or do we rely on the ASAF?
Well, that's another thing we are going to discuss with ASAF. We are going to have outreach in this period, so we can use this period. During that period, we'll get a good idea where we're going to be heading. So I don't think it needs to slow us down too much.
Very good.
Do we agree?
Yes. Yes.
In which case, if we could move on to questions 2 and 3, which I'd like us to take together. Question 2 asks if you're satisfied that we've completed all the steps necessary to ensure that the conceptual framework discussion paper is likely to meet its purpose. And then question 3 asks for permission to prepare a ballot draft of the discussion paper.
Stephen?
So I'm fine with that. I just have a question about process. The measurement chapter has been rewritten, so it's going to look quite different from the one that we saw before. So what happens if I don't like it?
We'd ask you to provide those comments on the pre-ballot draft, and then in the light of the comments that we get from board members, we'll then look to whether we need to bring anything back to the board.
Yes? Do we agree with the staff recommendations? Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did not take 1 hour.